the Jews who are not on Jesus' side, who are not the followers of Jesus, ask him to say plainly whether he's the Christ, the Messiah, or not. And Jesus says, I did tell you plainly, at least through my works, certainly and through his teachings. But they wouldn't believe because they were not among the sheep of Christ, Jesus says. They were not his sheep because they didn't listen to his voice. His sheep listened to his voice. They had blocked themselves off from listening to Jesus. Anything he said would go in one ear or the other, or just would deflect. They would deflect anything he said. They would not let anything enter into their mind or their heart to follow Jesus, to do what he says, what he advised, what he taught. They didn't want to listen. They blocked him out. But the good sheep listen to the voice of Jesus. They listen eagerly, and they reflect, and they let it sink in, and they let it change their life, change their practice. They think and reflect about all the teachings of Jesus. You know, not all sheep. We who are hopefully want to be the sheep of Jesus in our many ways are not always totally his sheep. We don't listen to everything that he says all the time, perhaps. We might block some things out that are too difficult for us to put into practice, or we find difficult and we don't want to. And sometimes we're not even consciously aware of it. We may block things out because it's just too difficult, whether it be, maybe obedience or purity or forgiveness or some kind of pride. These kind of virtues or rooting out these vices are not always easy, and we may have tried them many times and found that we couldn't practice that virtue, and so we don't listen anymore. We block them out. We block out the teachings of Jesus whenever we hear it in the Gospels or through preaching or whatever. We block them out. So we're not always, fully the sheep of Christ sometimes. Maybe we sit in the back of the church, or maybe we are in the fringe, so to speak, of not listening to some of the things that Jesus says. Instead, as his true sheep, we should listen to everything, especially the most difficult ones, the things that challenge us, the predominant faults that we have, the things that we really need to work on the most. We need to listen to them all and to try to figure out, but through the grace of Christ and through his wisdom, how to put it into practice in the difficulties of my character or yours. And so let's be full sheep. Let's stay close to our Lord, and listening to everything, letting it all sink in, covering every aspect of our moral life, our spiritual life, our prayer life, all the areas that we need to perfect and improve, so we can be fully the sheep of Jesus, docile, listening, truly his sheep.